You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with the founder of MB2 Dental, Dr. Chris Steven Villanueva, an active practitioner who established a company facilitating doctors, helping doctors so that dentists can focus on what they do best, providing excellent dental care to their patients. MB2 Dental combines the best of the best from both the sole practitioner and corporate dentistry sides of the industry. Dr. Villanueva, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome and good to have you. So for starters, how were you inspired to start MB2 Dental and what makes you different from traditional dental practices today?
Well, it really was started with a simple philosophy. I just wanted to let the little guys compete with the big guys. When I started my career, I noticed that there were benefits and challenges to being a private practitioner in a solo practice. I realized that there were benefits and challenges of running a large group practice, but in the end, the big group practices had economies of scale and talent aggregation, and it's really hard to compete with other offices that not only provide not only buy everything from healthcare to cotton rolls at a discount, but also get higher reimbursement rates. So the working philosophy was just to get a bunch of doctors together and see if we could demand the same economies of scale and the same talent aggregation as the larger groups or corporately owned groups had. This does allow doctors to focus on patient care. One thing I do tell people who ask about the traditional model is that traditionally doctors only work 4 days a week, or dentists only work 4 days a week. That really wasn't to go off and play golf on Friday. That was really because they had to run their practices, do bookkeeping, payroll on Friday. And so when you have a service organization taking care of those non-clinical issues, it really frees a doctor up to see patients 5 days a week or even more. Once again, when you hit critical mass, these doctors also take avail of the economies of scale and the great talent that is centralized amongst their peers.
Awesome game plan there. And how do you cultivate autonomy for your owners, and why is autonomy important to the success of your dentist and your company as a whole?
Well, I really do think technology has played a huge role in that. I think instant, on-demand, online forums allow fellow doctors to communicate best practices and really, really share what's worked for them, what hasn't worked for them. But I really do believe healthcare is a local initiative, and that's why autonomy is so important. And so affiliate offices that seek our services really get the final say in everything, not only the clinical aspects, but everything down to marketing plans, the way their office looks, what their brand is. And so no two offices are alike, and they are a representation of the owner-doctor. Ultimately, we can provide guidance and advice, but it's up to the owner doctor to decide what they will adopt or what they will modify or what they just won't do. Whether or not they have specialists come into their office, what assurances they decide to accept, so on and so forth. It really comes down to the doctor owner, much more involved than kind of a corporate group structure or the way they look at the profession, right? I think having systems that scale allow doctors many times to have multiple locations, something that usually is not common for a private practitioner, but we have many affiliate owners with multiple locations, and they've done so very successfully over the years.
Now, culture is a big part of what makes MB2 so unique to dentistry. As a business owner, how do you cultivate a progressive culture for your employees?
Well, I think having multiple vendor-sponsored events, retreats, and get-togethers is a big part of it. I think nothing, as great as technology is, nothing is better than meeting other people in the space, talking once again about best practices, what they can improve upon in their locations, and really taking a step further, giving them the opportunity to co-invest in each other's practices is extremely unique. And so multiple times we'll have these get-togethers and doctors become friends and they say, hey, let's go at this together and let me co-invest in your next location. Let me assist in this part of the practice that I excel at, whether that be a procedure offering or something related more on the business side. That happens all the time. And so every single affiliate location has really multiple doctor owners, even though, you know, to be very clear, they're 100% doctor owned, but it's their peers that can assist them in their growth strategy.
Today we are speaking with the founder of MB2 Dental, Dr. Chris Steven Villanueva, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Dr. Villanueva, what does the future look like for dentistry from the way you see it, and how are you keeping ahead of the trend?
Well, I feel like we're kind of on the second wave of consolidation in dentistry. I think the first wave, which demanded newer, nicer, more retail-oriented office space, has kind of become the standard or the norm for practitioners. I think that consolidated the space considerably. I think to stay relevant and to stay ahead of the curve, you have to do more than just create or assist in creating these great facilities. I think, you know, you need something unique. And how we decided to keep a competitive advantage was allowing doctors to once again co-invest in each other's practices. And that's why we feel strongly about doctors helping doctors. I mean, we take a lot of pride that we are a privately owned company that is 100% doctor owned, and all decisions ultimately are the doctor's decision. Obviously, clinically, with doctors providing the care, but even up to the strategy when it comes to expansions or multi-site locations, that really is something that ultimately the doctors decide upon. There's nothing coming from businessmen or investor or outside investors. And so that really makes it unique. It really makes it unique in that doctors really find that calling very interesting. They like the idea of kind of being the stewards of our profession. You know, a lot of them would think that we're preserving the integrity of our profession by allowing doctors to continue to call the shots. And so I feel that as long as we continue to allow doctors to make the decisions, right, wrong, or indifferent, you know, we're staying ahead of the curve and keeping what we think is sacred in our profession, and that's allowing the doctors to be private practitioners, but also proprietors in a sense, but giving them the tools really to excel and being the best version of whatever they want to be. I mean, having scalable systems, sharing best practices, giving them the tools and resources to really do what they do best. We have doctors that love the business side and are much more involved, myopically involved in kind of the day-to-day numbers, and we don't want to train up middlemen. We want the doctors to be their own entrepreneurs. And we have some doctors that just want to focus on clinical dentistry. And, you know, they have access to everything so that they can assist in supporting initiatives that they adopt through their management. And so I think that's very unique in our space. I don't think anyone has the same structure. And that's really why we've been experiencing explosive growth.
Sounds pretty awesome what you've got going on there. And lastly, what advice would you offer up to aspiring entrepreneurs who want to start their own business?
Well, I would say, you know, if you're starting from scratch, question everything. I think we get as entrepreneurs, we start businesses and we look over the fence and say, well, I think now is time to get some debt, or I think now is the time to sell, or I think now is the time to hire this position or that position. But really, making sure those are more guidelines, and really questioning the status quo and saying, you know, what is important for my business? What does my gut tell me about the inflection points of my business? Really drives a lot more of those decisions. And unfortunately, not so much if you're just making carbon copies of an established business model. I think everyone has room for improvement, myself included. And, you know, it's great to get guidance and great to ask questions, but ultimately, you know, don't take everything for gospel. Look at kind of what your business needs are and what your personal needs are and wants and your employees, and make a decision from there, and then reach out and get those resources that you need.
Certainly some good advice, and we really appreciate your coming out and not only getting us up to speed on the philosophy of MB2 Dental and its inspiration and starting the firm as well, but certainly thanks so much for the time spent here with us. Where can listeners get more information on MB2 Dental?
Yeah, they can head over to the website, mb2dental.com. There are links there that can give you more in-depth information. There's links there that actually allow affiliation with the DSO, so that you can get a head start and see if this is a right option for you. But really, the good thing is, it's relevant to all types of practices. Whether you're a doctor that doesn't have a practice and is looking to own a practice, or you're a doctor with a single practice or multiple practices that just need some help, I think, you know, we've been able to assist doctors in all kind of parts of that life cycle for a dentist, and I think, you know, once you kind of review the case studies, you can immediately tell if this is appropriate partnership for you or not.
Dr. Villanueva, we really appreciate your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with the founder of MB2 Dental, Dr. Chris Steven Villanueva, an active practitioner who established a company facilitating doctors, helping doctors so that dentists can focus on what they do best, providing excellent dental care to their patients that combines the best of the best from both the sole practitioner and corporate dentistry sides of the industry. And for more information and for contact, visit mb2dental.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.